It's been an emotional week for the greater Syracuse community as hundreds of protesters hold daily demonstrations in response to the murder of George Floyd and police try to accommodate their rights. At the city's weekly briefing Friday, Chief Kenton Buckner said he's pleased that most of the protests are peaceful and lawful.
In our attempts to make sure that everyone has the time and space to exercise their First Amendment rights, we provided traffic support for the events when they have gone mobile. Our goal is to ensure that we have no criminal or destructive behavior. If that occurs, we will be prepared to strategically respond to that.
Buckner says so far there have been 6 arrests and 2 injured officers during an entire week of demonstrations. They're preparing for another protest Friday evening and expect at least a couple thousand to turn out for a planned event Saturday at locations across downtown. Several streets will be closed. Mayor Ben Walsh marched with protesters Thursday.
It was really great to get to know a lot of caring, passionate people in our city. I also took a knee with the protesters and had no conflict or concern in doing so. As I've tried to say, we don't have to pick sides here. There's just the right side. Having talked with many officers and many people in the community, everyone just wants to make sure that everyone is treated with dignity and respect.
All of this is taking place as the region tries to emerge from a pandemic. Walsh says the city and its residents are starting to feel the impact. He says it pains him to cancel the city's summer day camps.
It is not for health reasons. It's for financial reasons. It is possible to hold summer day camps per the state's guidance, but financially, we're just not in a position to do so.
Walsh continues to plead with Congress to act on municipal relief soon so cities can continue to provide basic services like police and garbage pickup. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.